My name is Bernard McNabaugh. I'm a history lecturer at the University of Central Lancashire, and this is interview one for the Frenchwood Oral History Project. The date of the interview is Friday, the 20th of April 2007. Place of interview is the subject's home, 69 Malvern Avenue, Frenchwood, and the interviewee's name is
Elaine Tordoff.
And your date of birth?
17/1/1945.
What was the name of your father, Elaine?
Joseph Williams.
What was his date and place of birth?
Well, he was born in Preston on the 6th of July 1909.
What was his occupation?
He was a plasterer.
Okay. What was his age when he died?
He was 86 when he died, 1995.
What was the name of your mother?
Doris.
What was
Hannah Doris. Machel was her maiden name. She was born in Preston and she lived in Altram Street off Rilton Lane. She was, her date of birth is the 30th of January 1911, and she died in 2005.
Okay. What was her occupation before her marriage?
Her occupation, she used to work in the mills. She was a spinner and winder and whatever. A lot of them used to do that in those days.
Did she go to work after she was married?
Yeah, she did work. She stopped work when me and my brother were small children, and she started work again when I was about seven.
How many brothers and sisters did you
just
have?
Just me and my brother.
And what's your brother's age?
My brother's 67 now. Yeah, he lives in Australia.
Where did you live when you were growing up?
We lived in Lutwidge Avenue, which is off Skevington Road, near Preston North End Football Club.
Was it rented or owned?
It was rented. Like most of them then.
And what sort of house was it?
It was a two-bed terrace, an end terrace.
Were there any facilities?
There was a bath, actually. So I suppose in those days we were quite posh. We did have a bath, but the toilet was outside. The bath was inside. We still had to lag all the pipes and everything in winter. Have a lamp to go out to the toilet.
Did you live at home until you got married?
I lived at home, yes, mainly. I used to stay, my mum and dad got divorced when I was older, and I used to come and stay with my aunt, who lived off Manchester Road when I was about, mum and dad got divorced when I was about 12, 13, and my brother was working then, so just at weekends I used to come and stay with my auntie, who lived in William Street then, which was off Manchester Road, off Paradise Street, just for a bit of a, I was at that awkward age, 12, just, puberty years, she just sort of steered me through that awkward few years. And but I used to like coming because my grandparents live around the corner in Park Street, so
you had connections with the area?
Oh yes, yeah. My grandma and granddad lived in Park Street, which was just off Manchester Road for as long as I can remember. It was lovely. A little nursery with a three bed. In fact, it used to be a pub years and years before that. They lived at the top of the street off Park Street, and it ran parallel with where Queen Street is now. The top half of Queen Street now comes onto, well, they call it Avenham Lane, don't they? There was a little street called Paradise Street before that, and William Street was off Paradise Street, and around the corner off Manchester Road was Park Street, which is where my grandma and granddad lived. Till the, you know, in 1962, all those houses were demolished and they were moved into Oxford Street into some little maisonettes, on a ground floor maisonette then, which is obviously was more modern. That was a two bed, it had modern facilities as then compared to what they had, because they didn't have, my grandma and granddad still lived in the old houses that didn't have a bathroom. They had an outside toilet and they had a tin bath. So they used to have their baths, and even the children, like my dad and aunties and uncles, all used to share a tin bath like they used to do. So, yeah.
What sort of area was Frenchwood then?
Frenchwood, it was a fairly quiet area. Certain parts of it, the lower end of Frenchwood, I think, was a very quiet area. The top half, near Manchester Road end, whereas you come, if you come up Manchester Road to Queen Street, that area, well, down that part, there was all, I mean, I don't actually remember them, but I used to have an aunt that lived in one of them, an auntie and an uncle, and they used to live in a house near the top where Queen Street is. But further down, there used to be a lot of lodging houses, as they call them, as my dad used to say, and my auntie. And you say, oh, there's lodging houses. And somebody once said to my Auntie Agnes, her name was, she was a real character, said to her, where do you live? And she said, oh, I live just off Manchester Road. I live in William Street. She was married then, which runs parallel. And went, oh, you don't live around there, do you? It's full of prostitutes and all sorts of things like that. And she said, yeah, and it's all fellas that come from your end to get them. And so that's the character she was. She was a rummer. So,
was it a lively area?
Oh, I would say so. Yes, I would say so. It was lively.
Was it
a very working class area? That part of it. Yes, very working class.
Was it a good area for a child?
Well, I used to spend a lot of hours there. I was always happy. I used to have some real happy memories of round there. My grandma used to take us, the younger grandchildren, she used to take us on sailboat down the canal on a Sunday afternoon. That's when they used to have, the canal was open then, down near Marsh Lane. You used to be able to get on the canal boats there then and go right through to past the Sitting Goose and Saddle and all that. Oh, it was lovely. Yeah, I've got some really happy memories of being round there. We used to just play out in the street and go on the park, my dad and uncles, and, you know, or used to take all the kids on the park because we weren't far from Avenham Park, you know. And mum's used to be at home cleaning up and stuff, and dad's and take kids out on a Sunday afternoon, yeah. My granddad used to take us to the Isle of Man for a day some days, and that's saying something. We used to get the early morning boat, 7 o'clock, and get back about midnight, I think. Used to take us for a day to the Isle of Man. Yeah, he loved the Isle of Man, my granddad.
When you did get married, how old were you?
I was 21 when I got married. Alan was 23.
Did you get married in church?
Mm. We actually got married in St. Augustine's Church because I used to spend time at weekends at my grandma's. I was always at grandma's, and then some weekends when I was a teenager, you know, if I used to go for nights out with my friends, I'd stay over at my auntie's again because it was more convenient than going all the way home. So we used to spend weekends there, and we used to go to church on a Sunday morning, always to St. Augustine's. But if I stayed at my friend's, we used to swap round sometimes. She lived off St. George's Road, so then we'd go to English Martyrs Church on us. But we always went to church, really quite a good Catholic.
So you came from a good Catholic family.
Yeah.
Do you still attend church?
No, only now and then. I'm afraid I'm a lapsed Catholic now. Now and then we go.
Was it a vibrant Catholic community, St.
Very, very vibrant Catholic community, yeah. I said the school as well, St. Augustine's School, the boys' school and the girls' school were separate, but it was a very, there was a lot of, well, it was a good Catholic community, as you say. The church used to always be full, and the 10 o'clock mass, what they call the family mass, well, you used to have to go to make sure they used to be upstairs, used to be packed out in the where the choir used to be. Very vibrant, yeah.
Was it a good social scene around the parish?
Yeah, there was quite a lot of pubs around there. There was St. Augustine's Club. A lot of people used to go in there. St. Augustine's Club was a very busy place, but there were lots of pubs two or three doors from each other, and they were always busy, and there was never any problem. I wasn't old enough to go in, but there didn't seem to ever be any problems in that sense. I used to be able to, what we used to do was, sometimes I'd go to my grandma and my granddad's, and he'd say, we'd nip down to pub and get this jug filled up. He used to give me a big jug, 2-pound jug or something like that, or a 2-litre jug, and you could go to the pub at the bottom. It was called the Morning Star, and it was actually in Vauxhall Road, and it ran parallel with Manchester Road, if you will, the other side to it. And there was a pub called the Morning Star, and he used to say, and I'd only be 10, 12, whatever, from being a little girl, he used to say, just go down there, lass, and knock on the selling out, because they used to have a little glass in the side and a selling outside. He knocked on the window, and they'd open it up, and I just used to say, can you fill that up for me, Grandad, please? And they'd fill it up, and I'd walk back up the street with it, a big jug of ale with oat froth. I used to drink oat froth, and it was all round my mouth. I used to hate the beer, didn't touch that, and I used to go in and say, hey, and he'd say, have you had a drink? No, Grandad, I haven't. There'd be all froth all round my mouth. I used to like that, but you wouldn't be able to do that these days.
Was that quite common?
That was common. Oh, it was common, yeah. You could go any time. Go on to the selling outside and knock on the window, and they'd open the window without no problem at all.
So they would sell beer to children?
Yeah, they did then. Well, I don't know whether they were allowed to legally, but... I mean, they knew my grandma and granddad well, because they lived at the top of the street, and my grandma and granddad didn't go out, but they used to like a little bit of beer, so he'd say, just go down and ask him to fill that for your granddad. And we were well known round there. He'd say, aye, all right, lass, whatever it was, 10 pence or something.
So were there a lot of pubs in Frenchwood?
There's a lot of pubs there then. Yeah, there was a lot of pubs. I couldn't tell you the name of all of them, but... There was quite a lot, yeah, quite a lot. There was a little a sociable area, really. There were chip shops and all sorts of things like that. A couple of chip shops, you know. I used to say, oh, go on, take a basin and get a basin full of chips. And well, it's less different now to then.
Were there any picture houses, any
cinemas?
Oh,
yeah, there were cinemas. In town, obviously. The Palladium, the Empire, the Ritz, the ABC Theatre, which was right at the bottom of Fishergate, near the railway station then. What else was there? Empire, Palladium, Ritz, ABC, Gaumont, which was called the Gaumont, and then they changed its name, and yeah, it was great. I used to be a member at Saturday Morning Club at ABC. When we were about 12, used to go every Saturday morning, about 6 kids all piling in.
Okay. Coming back to when you got married, who did you get married to?
Alan Toydoff. Yeah. Okay. And he used to live, Alan used to live in Orton Street, which was off North Road. That's where Alan used to live.
What was his occupation?
He was a machine tool fitter at English Electric, that was. It's now British Aerospace. Well, the English Electric Strand Road's no longer there. Mm. It's at Wharton and Salisbury now, but that's what it did.
Did you move to this house after you got married?
Yeah. Moved in when we got married and we're still here. 40 years on, yeah.
So you got married in...
1966 we got married. This is our 41st year, okay. Come September.
What sort of house is it, Elaine? Describe
this
it to
me. This is a three-bed semi. Three-bed semi-detached, yeah.
Is it rented or owned?
No, it's owned. We own it.
Okay. How many children did you have?
We've got two daughters, yeah, Vanessa and Natalie. Vanessa's born in 1970, so she's 37. Gosh, I didn't realise she was that old. And Natalie was born in 1972. So she's 34, 35 in September.
Where did you have them? Here at home or in hospital?
I had Vanessa in hospital, in Sherry Green, and I had Natalie at home.
Why was that?
It was just something that they used to let you do then. They used to let you have your babies at home. I had a few complications with Vanessa. Well, she was what they call a transverse lie, which means instead of laying head down, she was led across, right across, head on one side and feet at the other. So they'd keep turning her, you see. But I had a natural birth with her. She did turn herself in labour, but with Natalie, I asked if I could have her at home because we're pretty straightforward. And the week before, she was also a transverse lie, laying across instead of up and down, but he just said, well, I think it'll be all right. Your other one turned herself in labour, so we'll risk it. So they did. And she was born in Guild Week 1972, Preston Guild, yeah. So, I missed the torchlight procession, because we were born on the Thursday. I was wanting to get the whole guild week over. I was enjoying myself. But she decided she was going to come on Thursday, so that was that.
Did they go to local school?
Yes, they did. They went to St. Augustine's School, infant and junior school, and then they came down here to this school, which was St. John Fisher's High School then. And yeah, they've both done very, very well at school.
What were the schools like?
They were excellent. St. Augustine's, the junior, infant and junior was a superb, it's still a superb school, teaching-wise, you know. It's a more of a mixed-race school now. They've got quite a few Asian children that go, but it's a superb school. Still got a very good reputation for teaching, you know. And I don't know about this one now, the secondary round here. It's Christ the King, it's called now. It was St. John Fisher's. Now, I suppose it's like anything else. You get good and bad people that go and they want to learn, and others that go and they just want to waste their time. So my two did very well. I can't complain, you know. No, they loved school right through from start to finish. They loved it. They never, ever wanted to stay off school. So that's something good.
Are they both still at home?
No, they're not at home now. Vanessa's married and Natalie lives with her partner now. So.
Coming back to the Frenchwood area, as it is today, can you describe the neighbourhood that you actually live in?
This neighbourhood now hasn't really changed, to be honest with you. There's nothing structurally changed around here at all since we've lived down here. The only thing that's different is when you come off London Road to come down Ashworth Grove to come into our avenue, then there used to be an ice cream kiosk there at the corner. When my two were little, we were always going up to the kiosk to get ice cream. And we also used to have a sub post office round the corner next to the local shop that we've got now. But I mean, that closed. They're closing a lot of post offices now, but that one's been closed for, gosh, must be 15 to 20 years that one's been closed. And that was a thriving post office then, but, you know, and we had quite a lot of elderly people down here then when I was a younger woman, you know, young married. But That's gone, but we've still got the shop. We used to also have another shop in Malvern Road, which is off our avenue further down. It used to be a big greengrocer's and grocer's shop. That's been gone quite a long time as well. So we've just got the one now, but it's okay.
How would you describe this little part of Frenchwood?
How do you mean, socially or neighbourly or...?
The houses, the area.
We just love it down here. We love this area because we're it's so handy for town. You can walk to town in 15-20 minutes. You've got the park down at the bottom of the road. You can walk all the way around the river. You've got everything here. I just think it's a brilliant place, a brilliant spot to be. And we've always had very good neighbours. We've got lovely neighbours and always have had. We've never had any problems with our neighbours. You know, not at all. Superb. So...
Do you have a lot of contact with your neighbours?
Yeah, quite a lot of contact, really, yeah. I've got a good neighbour across the road, one next door, and that way... Well, actually, the one that way's moved, but... We don't live in and out of each other's houses. We're very good friends and we're very good neighbours, but we don't camp each other, as they used to say. We don't go in and sit in for coffees and stuff, unless an odd time you might be talking and somebody's not well and you go and visit them. I always, you know, my neighbour across the road's not me very well. And, of course, you send cards, you take little presents to cheer them up and things like that, and they do it for us, you know, because we've been friends all these years.
So you would help each other in getting...
Oh, yeah, we do, yeah. Anybody, I know, you know, next door across, over there, there's at least a dozen that I could go to now and say, I've had my purse pinched and I've no money. Could, you know, they'd say, oh, yeah, I'll lend it, yeah, no problem. Just don't bother till you get yourself sorted, you know. Things like that, same with me, you know. I've done things for neighbours when they've... Anything's been wrong, you know, we all would do it. But as I say, we don't live in each other's pockets, but we're all very good neighbours. Look out for each other.
Do you socialise with your neighbours?
We do. The odd times, you know, somebody'll have a barbie or it'll be somebody's birthday or a christening or, you know, New Year's Eve. You know, we've had a few fancy dress parties and things, so, yeah, we do. It's not on a regular basis, we don't go every week to the house or go to the pub with them every week or anything like that, but we're all in touch, and if there's anything going on, they'll say, oh, we're having such a thing, you know, you're invited, and vice versa if we do anything. So, yeah, they're very good.
Do you have special friends that you socialise with?
I've got some, yeah, special friends that I've been since I was a child. Yeah, since I was a young girl. Yeah, I have, yeah, I'm still in touch. I still see them every week. Yeah, so...
And they are very important to you?
Yeah, they are. Friends, I think friends are important to everybody. Yeah, they are. They're my special close friends. I've got plenty of friends and acquaintances, but I've got the special ones that I've known from being a little girl, you know. I've got special friends from school as well. I don't see them quite as often, but I do still see them now and then, you know, that we've started school together 52 years ago. And I still see them now and then. But the other friends I meet every week, you know, my friends that I used to go out with when I was a young girl and, you know, from being... 13, 14, we used to be friends all that time, you know. And I still see them, still go out for lunch with them once a week. We meet up and go for lunch once a week, so...
What about the the Frenchwood area? Did you socialise in the Frenchwood area when you were first married? And do you still socialise?
We still socialise. We still go to Frenchwood Social Club, which is off Bent Road, off Frenchwood Avenue, off there. Yeah, we go there usually every Saturday night. We always end up there because it's... If we go somewhere else for a drink, excuse me, say if we decided we'd go into the village and walk, we always end up going back to Frenchwood because they usually have you know, we know lots and lots of people in there that live up at the top end, round and about, you know. So, yeah, we still go there. Yeah, it's all right. Enjoy it.
When you first lived here, did you shop locally?
I used to do both, town and locally. I've always, there used to be, you know, the shop that's still there now. It's had a few different owners, obviously, since we came here, but yeah, you could get anything at that shop then. You could get anything from a drawing pin to a whole nutmeg or something, do you know what I mean? It used to be mucked up, everything. She'd say, I have got it, if you just give me 10 minutes, I'll find it for you. You know, it used to be one of them shops, but a lot used to be like that then.
What was the centre of Frenchwood like for shopping, around the King Street area?
There used to be quite a lot of shops on Avenham Lane. There was butchers, there was a good butchers on Avenham Lane, Annie Gardner's, there was a good baker's, there was a newsagent's, a bookshop, sweet shops. There was a men's outfitters, a draper's, there was a co-op, big co-op store, at the bottom of Vauxhall Road and Walton Street, as it was called then. There used to be another one, I can't think of the name of it, that used to be at the bottom. The co-op was on the, as you go down from St Augustine's Church, right to the bottom, it curved round and it came to Avenham Lane. And there's a big co-op store on your left, and on the right, just before you got to the bottom, there was another double-fronted grocery shop. There, I can't just think of the name, I'm trying to think. You could get anything there as well. It was a bit like Hollinger's shop that was on Manchester Road. That was a big double-fronted groceries. They sold everything there. And then along next, but one to that, there was a big sweet shop. there was two chip shops on there, on Manchester Road there. There was a ladies' dress shop. Another sweet shop called Alice Bagwell's. It was a real oldie-worldy that. She sold every kind of sweet, and every time I was at my grandma's, I used to get spending money for, you know how you do, they treat you. I used to go in there and think, what can I have? Because she had so much to choose from. It was a magnificent shop there. And cigarettes and stuff like that, of course. But, I mean, I used to be able to get stuff for my grandma and granddad then. My granddad used to smoke, he always smoked a pipe, and he used to have tobacco that you could cut. He used to have a knife and slice it and shove it in his pipe, and called Black Twist. But I used to go for that, and I used to be able to buy that, and I was only about 12. I used to go to Woods's tobacconist for that in town and get him his tobacco. Things you could do then that you can't do now.
Do you still shop locally, or do you travel further afield?
No, I do shop. Certain little things every day, things that maybe you'd think, you know, that you could, you might run out of, milk or a loaf or what have you. You know, so I still do get things like that, bits and bobs of stuff. And I still go into town, so I do both. So, there we are.
How would you describe yourself? Your identity.
How do I describe myself? I don't know really. A middle-aged 62-year-old woman. How would I describe myself? I don't know. I still think I've got a good outlook on life. I like to be positive. I don't think I look dowdy, and I try my best not to do. I always try to look smart and, you know, modern. And, well, that's it. I don't know, really.
What about your identity?
My identity? I think I'm just an ordinary, everyday person that loves life. And I love life. I love living. I love travelling. I love anything that's going. I'll give it a whirl. Just myself, I just think I'm an ordinary person who's quite soft-hearted and a bit of an easy touch sometimes, but I think I'm quite soft, really, I don't know.
What's your background?
My background what exactly do you mean by that? Just what, where I came from? From an ordinary working family. We didn't have any money. What we had, they had to work hard for. Nothing given to you on a plate then.
So how would you describe yourself then?
I don't work now, but I've always worked. Mm. I've always worked from leaving school. I've always worked. You know, I've worked hard at my job, so, and enjoyed working. Yeah.
Is there any other ethnic... have you any ethnic background?
I don't think so, but I've never gone into my background, actually. I don't know. I could belong to a race of black people, because Williams is... You usually find a lot of black people are called Williams, but I don't know. They're also Welsh, aren't they, so I think... I've got Irish ancestors.
On what side?
On my mother's side. My grandmother came from Irish descent. On my mum's mother came from Irish stock. My granddad, my mother's dad, was... Now, I've not looked into this, but it needs searching into. My auntie once told me that he was the son... His mother, I'm talking about my granddad, my mother's dad now, my granddad, and my mother's dad, his mother was in service somewhere, and he was the result of her having a fling with the Lord of the Manor. So that really, and the auntie that told me has since died, and I've got to try and find out whether that was right. And there's nobody to ask now, because my mum and all her sisters and brothers have gone. But she only told me just before she died, so I'd like to know if that was a fact. But I don't know. Don't know, but maybe, perhaps I could be. I used to have a boss that used to say, because I've got dark hair and dark eyes, he used to say, you're not... I think you're a throwback, he used to say to me, from when the Spanish invaded the Welsh coast. But... I used to just laugh at him at that, but I just obviously don't know. My granddad, on my dad's side, came from Birmingham. Originally, he ran away from home when he was 13 to get a job and work up here, and he never went back. So he came from, is it Coleshill in Birmingham. So I really need to do now, and really need to... trace my answer, see where, what really I do come from. I'm probably related to Dick Turpin, if you choose me not.
So you're not wholly Prestonian?
I am, and my dad is, but no, in the background we're not, no, not really. No, we must not be.
Coming back to Frenchwood, has it changed a great deal since your childhood, when you used to visit your auntie and your grandparents?
Yes, up there it's changed a lot. Yeah, it's changed a lot. The houses, they've all been demolished now, 1962. They were all demolished to make way for these flats that are now on Avenham Lane. You know, my auntie went to live in one of them, and it's just all... It's just all changed completely up there now. There's nothing really to what I remember anyway. I don't think there's any of the shops at all now. There is the one shop that still remains, is the newsagent sweet shop that's on Avenham Lane now, opposite the big flats, and that was there when I was a little girl, but that's the only one that's left now that I know. Yeah, it's changed a lot.
Has the recent regeneration improved Frenchwood?
it does look nicer in like Oxford Street area and round there, because they've got these nice little houses they've put up now. I mean, don't know what they're like inside, but they certainly look nice, and they've done all the frontage of the flats up that is still there. I don't know what they're like now inside. I mean, York House, where my aunt went to live, that's been pulled down, and they've just built a new private housing part there, so they're all for sale. I don't know what they're like, but further up Avenham Lane hasn't changed. You've still got Great Avenham Street and all that, but you see, they used to have, opposite them, there used to be booths. Foundry used to be right at the bottom of Avenham Street, and then there used to be like a spare land where they used to have the, what do they call them? Was it the civil defence? Used to practice every weekend, they'd practice on this spare land that used to be there. Civil defence, I mean, they don't have that now, do they? And there's a lot of things changed, a lot, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think has been the best thing in your life?
The best thing in my life? Oh, now, that's a pause of a question, I think. Having my children, I think, really. That was, and getting married, you know, but, well, I'm still married to Alan, because it's, it can't have been so bad, can it? But no, we've had a happy marriage, and having my children, and now having grandchildren, you know, grandchild and whatever, so, yeah, I think that's I'm quite happy with that. If I can just keep going, I'm not money orientated, or we've got a nice house now, and you know, it'd be nice to win the lottery, but as long as I have enough to keep having nice little holidays here and there, I'm quite happy.
Okay, Elaine, I'll finish the interview here.
Okay.
And I want to thank you very much for sharing your experiences.
You're welcome. I don't know if I've been of any help or anything.
You've been immensely helpful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.